Still on the social media companies, here they're in the sights of the federal government. It's proposing a new binding privacy code to better protect children and teenagers, and it'll include a requirement that companies make sure anyone under 16 has parental permission to sign up. The Morrison government says it's motivated by research which shows how social media is contributing towards mental health distress among young people. Catherine Gregory reports.
Attempting to crack down on the likes of Facebook, Instagram and Twitter is not new in Australia. But now the federal government is pushing what it describes as landmark social media laws to protect children's privacy on social media platforms.
We know that we can't trust social media companies to act in the best interests of children, so we're going to force them to.
David Coleman is the Assistant Minister to the Prime Minister for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention.
Well, we know from Facebook's own research that social media can lead to issues with body image. And
he also points to a 2018 survey by Headspace where many people nominated social media as the main reason for their worsening mental health. That's a big reason why the government has put together a draft bill with a new binding privacy code for social media companies that requires them under law to act in the best interests of children when accessing their data.
If those social media companies are using children's data to put before them content that is destructive, that is plainly not in the best interests of children, those social media companies would be in breach of the legislation and could face penalties of up to 10% of their entire Australian revenue. This is a very serious issue, and these are very serious penalties, and they need to be, because social media companies have acted with a complete disregard for the mental health of children for years.
So what does this actually look like? Firstly, platforms like Facebook and Instagram would have to take all reasonable steps to verify a user's age. They'd also have to get parental permission for users under 16 to sign up and, in turn, access that child's data. And more powers will be given to the industry's regulator, the Information Commissioner, to police it all. Reset Australia, a think tank that examines how to regulate big tech, has been calling for these laws for some time. Rhys Farthing is the head of data policy there.
So placing a requirement on the way that they can use data really starts to change their approach, to change the products they can build, to change what they can, you know, serve up to young people.
She says similar legislation has been introduced in the UK this year and it already has had positive results.
And we saw a whole host of changes announced from the digital world as in response to that, from things like TikTok defaulting children under 16, defaulting their accounts to private, and Google announcing that they weren't going to be, tracking young people's ads across the internet the way that they were.
But Rhys Farthing wants the laws to be applied beyond the obvious social media companies, data brokers and large online platforms.
And make sure that, for example, the ed tech market, which is so important in providing our, you know, modern education system, particularly after COVID, and the gaming sector.
The draft bill will first seek comment from the community before being introduced to Parliament early next year.
That report from Catherine Gregory and Claudia Long.